Hello and welcome to another ennui-filled episode of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I like to share the next chapter from my novel, Soul. As always, at the end of the episode, I will talk a bit about this chapter, where it came from, how it came together, or anything else that comes to mind. So if you're interested, then stick around at the end. For now, let's get into it. This week is chapter 26, The Meeting. Present day. Hayes dropped another pint in front of me, joining the growing ranks of empties. He was wise enough to keep moving. He knew when a man needed to be left alone. The alcohol barely buffering the swarm of memories that were not my own fighting for attention. I was not feeling any guilt for this drinking session. I had earned it. I felt in the depths of my soul that if I tried to fight it right now, I would shatter. I also knew that come tomorrow, I would be able to scrape myself together and start making good on my choices. There was a reason no promises had been made. I felt the fragments inside me all in agreement. I was allowed this. The noise of the rusty duck filling the air, the pumping bass line of dirty sounds fitting my mood. The squad of hams sitting off to the side quietly working their way to oblivion the way only off-duty cops can. I roused myself, there was a sudden lurch as someone sat opposite me. Levi Prime. Hayes caught my eye, wordlessly saying he would deal with it if I wanted. I shook my head. I was so close to ending it. Almost there. I just needed to destroy this man's hope. Drawing myself to the rough assumption of upright, I faced Levi. My clothes rumpled, my coat barely keeping me decent, I stared at him. I briefly thought about shaking his outstretched hand, to touch him and end this, to see who would win. He slowly withdrew it. "Soul, you look worse than I do," Levi remarked. From a man that had killed his own son in front of his wife, that was quite a statement. After leaving the sunken Grand, I'd stopped in at my office for my coat, cash, and the straws. Being the last person to see three alive, I had to leave Arcadia. I had known for a long time I had to leave, but now I had very clear reasons to. Looking at Levi Prime, I was at a loss as to how to continue. "Soul?" he prompted. "You wanted to see me?" I nursed the nameless beer in front of me. I thought of Valkyr. I was going to find that man, no matter what it took.
"Remember when you asked me to take this job? I said it would not get you what you want."
No point dragging this out. His hopeful look, which he had tried to hide briefly, surfaced.
"I found him,"
I continued.
"He was the man you were looking for, the copy you had sent on your great leap. He'd learn everything there was to know about your powers."
The lie came easily. We stared at each other. Someone stumbled into the Blue Boys and was quickly hauled away by his friends. I loaded the words slowly and carefully into the sentence so he wouldn't ask for more.
"He had nothing."
Watching as his world crumbled in on him, I felt no pity or sadness. I had none left to share. I was empty.
"He had turned himself into the self-styled king of the underworld, and even he could not bring forth what he wanted. It was still random."
Hay started to move towards with a drink in his hand, and I motioned him away. Levi was not going to be here for long. "Soul?" His voice cracking under the strain of keeping it coherent. "Are you sure?" We continued to stare at each other, the thoughts, hopes, and fears of thousands of lives pressing themselves against the inside of my eyes, searching for a way out.
"I followed him from the Barley Boys to Bronski. I found the man at the Sunken Grand. He had nothing,"
I blandly laid out. I saw it in him then, the man who was a thousand men reach inside and turn off the part of him that was still hoping. He forced his eyes to hold mine, and there was suddenly Levi Prime of old. "Thank you, Soul." I watched him leave, rolling my glass between my hands. I let the music wash over me, letting go. I lifted the glass to my lips and drained it.
So,
I repeated to myself. That was chapter 26, The Meeting. The final chapter of Soul. I really hope you've enjoyed the ride. I had a lot of fun writing and recording this. I don't want to say the cliched line, but I suppose it's cliche for a reason, that I learned a whole lot while doing this. As for the ending itself, I always knew it was never going to be a, and then they all lived happily ever after, but I didn't want to force it down that path. So I took a long hard look at what the characters had been through and what choices Sol had made and knew he had to leave Arcadia. He had done what he had wanted when he decided to return to Arcadia. He had reached an internal resolution with himself about who he was and what his powers meant. He had learned how to control them better than anyone else. He had closed the chapter on the Seeker and what Levi Prime had wanted. Not only that, he now had a future. He'd been shackled to his past this entire story, which I had tried to show, not simply with how he behaved, but also the interweaving of his literal past within the narrative. For the first time now in the story, Sol was looking to the future. He was going to leave Arcadia and try and find Valkyr. He had something to work towards that was his own goal, untethered from being a Levi. However, to quote Ghost in the Shell, where does the newborn go from here? When I first finished this story, I had to leave it and walk away mentally for a while. I needed to let it breathe and had to go work on other projects to see what else I could do. I have gone back to write more in Sol's future a few times to see if there was anything that sparked for me, and I'll play that close to the chest. Suffice to say that if or when I do release something else in the Sol storyline, it will look nothing like this story. Again, thank you all for joining me on this journey. That's all for this week. Next week, we'll be back to the short stories for the next season. Don't forget, I have a Patreon up if you want to throw some support my way. You can find the details on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. Hopefully, I'll see you all next week. Take care.